In the day's other news, federal health officials said average daily vaccinations for COVID-19 jumped 70% last week. That word came as New Jersey ordered state health care workers to get immunized or get tested. New York City did the same for transit workers, but Governor Andrew Cuomo stopped short of a mandate in New York State for the general public.
That would require a law passed by the legislature, and it's going to be what the legislature's appetite is to wade into that situation. That would be a law. I can mandate today for my employees.
The city of Denver also ordered vaccinations today for city employees and private sector workers in high-risk settings. And seven counties in the San Francisco Bay Area reimposed indoor mask wearing. So did the state of Louisiana. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina has come down with COVID despite being vaccinated. He says he began feeling ill on Saturday night, but that he thinks the vaccine has kept his symptoms mild. Graham now plans to quarantine for 10 days. Firefighters in Oregon finally have the upper hand against the giant bootleg fire. They made major progress over the weekend, and more than 80% of the fire contained. And in Northern California, evacuation orders have been lifted for several areas around the Dixie Fire. It is 33% contained. A heat wave across southeastern Europe is also fueling wildfires. The worst fires are in Turkey, including one that burned through the resort town of Marmaris. The fires have sent locals and tourists fleeing and killed 8 people. And in Greece, hot weather is the story. Temperatures hit 113 today. In central China, the official death toll in last month's catastrophic flooding has tripled to 302, with 50 people still missing. Extreme rain around Zhengzhou triggered mudslides, collapsed homes, and destroyed crops. At one point, the city got 8 inches of rain in a single hour. The president of Afghanistan today blamed the U.S. for rapid gains with the Taliban. The group's fighters closed in on the capitals of Kandahar, Helmand, and Herat provinces over the weekend. In Kabul today, Ashraf Ghani told Parliament that President Biden's decision to pull U.S. troops triggered the onslaught.
The situation we are facing is due to the sudden withdrawal. I told the American president that I respect your decision because it was his decision, but I knew that this decision will have some consequences and the crisis management will be put on Afghans.
Meanwhile, the U.S. State Department says thousands more Afghans may be eligible for resettlement in the U.S. They include employees of news organizations, aid agencies, and other groups. We'll get the details later in the program. Back in this country, police in New York are hunting for 2 gunmen who shot and wounded 10 people in Queens Saturday night. Investigators say the shooters appeared to target members of a rival gang. They got away on mopeds driven by 2 other men. At the Summer Olympics, a big win and a big loss for the U.S. teams. American gymnast Jade Carey captured gold in the floor exercise in Tokyo. But the U.S. women's soccer team was upset by Canada in the semifinals, 1-0. Meanwhile, Poland's government took in a Belarusian sprinter. She had balked at returning to her authoritarian country. We'll return to the Olympics later in the program. And on Wall Street, a day of choppy trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 97 points to close at 34,838. The Nasdaq rose 8 points. The S&P 500 slipped 8. Still to come on the NewsHour, the Taliban insurgency making gains ahead of the U.S. troop withdrawal from Afghanistan. Historic drought exacerbates disputes between indigenous communities and farmers. Triumph, heartbreak, and the pursuit of gold. We get the latest twist from the Tokyo Olympics and much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.